In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Good afternoon from Tehran. You're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. Iranians in the four corners of the country turned out in droves Friday commemorating World Quds Day. The concept was initiated by the founding father of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini, some 30 years ago. So Muslims worldwide hold rallies on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan to keep the Palestinian cause alive. And ralliers in Tehran issued a resolution describing the question of Palestine as the most pressing issue facing the world of Islam. Part of the resolution read, "In the eyes of the Muslim Iranian nation, the implementation of unjust plans and holding of so-called peace conferences amount to making concessions to the Zionist regime of Israel." In the resolution, the ralliers then called on international organizations to end their biased approaches and supporting Israeli brutalities and make up for their mistakes by taking serious measures to safeguard the rights of Palestinians. It was also highlighted in the statement that Iranians vehemently condemn any inaction by the so-called democracy supporters and human rights institutions regarding the deplorable situation of the people under siege in Gaza. Tehran's interim Friday prayer leader says the silence of the so-called human rights advocates in the face of the barbaric crimes committed at the hands of the Zionists against Palestinians reveals the true identity of Britain, France, and the United States. Addressing a large group of worshippers on Tehran University campus Friday following massive World Quds Day rallies, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani also touched on the huge turnout of Muslims worldwide in the great event. He then underscored nearly one century on since the heated conflict of Palestine, the Palestinian cause still remains the most important challenge facing the world of Islam. And concurrent with World Quds Day, Muslims across the globe turned out en masse in solidarity with innocent Palestinians, venting their anger at the Zionist regime of Israel. You're with JNN. Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has in a message to leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, appreciated the Iranian government, nation, and leader's support for Holy Quds and the Palestinian people. In his message, Haniyeh underlined the question of Quds and Palestine was a subject that the late Imam Khomeini held dear, adding millions of supporters of Holy Quds have followed suit, paying due regard to the issue of Quds. In the message, Haniyeh also shed light on the Palestinian sufferings following the Gaza lockdown, describing World Quds Day rallies as a manifestation of solidarity among Muslims. As people across the globe took to the streets on World Quds Day to express their resentment against the Zionist regime and its backers, Palestinians, ironically enough, marked the event in their own land amid tight security measures. They were barred from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque to attend Friday prayers. The security restrictions were even more noticeable on the routes leading to Beit al-Muqaddas, as a large number of Israeli soldiers were stationed at checkpoints on the routes. In Ramallah, clashes between young Palestinians and Israeli soldiers left a number of Palestinians injured. Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement says Quds and Palestine will be liberated only through struggle and resistance. Ramzan Abdullah said the unity of Islamic nations is a starting point for liberating Palestine. He said World Quds Day belongs to all Muslims and the Islamic State should uphold it. Abdullah then called on all Palestinian groups to remain vigilant in the face of Zionist plots. He also condemned a number of Arab countries which seek opening ties with the Zionist regime of Israel. Parliament speakers from five Islamic countries have issued a joint statement in reaction to growing tension in Gaza. The statement calls on all member states of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC, to take swift action to end the Israeli blockade of Gaza. In the statement, Iranian, Syrian, Lebanese, Kuwaiti and Iraqi parliament speakers dismiss the siege as a clear example of genocide and crime against humanity. They also express regret over the international community's inaction in the face of such atrocities.
90% of these squirrels are all on the coast. They're coming being treated by wall-time media.
Of people across the world mark International Al-Quds Day in support of the Palestinian cause. Rallies were held in different countries including Iran to show anger over Israel's illegal control over Al-Quds Jerusalem. The Al-Quds Day is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. Pakistani officials say the country's army has killed at least 1,000 militants in its month-long military operations in the rest of northwestern tribal area. TV headlines, the world marks Quds Day as Muslims call for an end to the occupation of Palestinian land. Millions of people across the world mark International Al-Quds Day in support of the Palestinian cause. Demonstrations are underway in different countries in protest at Israel's atrocities in the occupied Palestinian territories. The demonstrators are also calling for an end to Israel's illegal control of Al-Quds or Jerusalem. Al-Quds Day is held on the last Friday of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. In 1979, the late founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, introduced the idea of holding worldwide rallies on this day to highlight the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Well, thousands of Palestinians commemorated the last Friday of Ramadan and the International Al-Quds Day in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinians expressed their anger and resentment at the occupation of Al-Quds and Israeli plans to annex the city.
Linked by emotional, religious and political ties to Al-Quds, tens of thousands of Muslims made their way to the holy city on the last Friday of Ramadan. For many, it was an eventful day. Israel's tight security procedures around Al-Quds and inside it prohibited dozens of Palestinians from entering it. At the Qalandia checkpoint, the main entrance to Al-Quds from the West Bank, many Palestinians were stranded behind the wall and refused entry into Al-Quds by the armored occupation forces. Israel only allowed the entrance of women over 45 and men over 50.
I came from Nablus and I have been standing here for many hours. I'm 45 years old, but I was denied entry to Al-Quds. I tried other ways, but they didn't work.
I came here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know they wouldn't let me pass, but I've never been in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I've visited Al-Quds. This is a dream for me.
Today marks the Al-Quds International Day. Palestinians demanded the freedom of Al-Quds and its protection from the Israeli threats.
The Israeli actions against us have increased dramatically compared to the past 60 years of occupation. We hope the Arab and Islamic world understand our sufferings.
The International Day of Al-Quds coincides with the latest Israeli decision to open up a new religious school only 50 meters away from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And it comes at a time when the Israeli excavations underneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque are intensifying and threatening the foundations of the mosque.
The Israeli occupiers are building settlements and annexing the old city gradually. Israel is trying to...